What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Kenelia, back with another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. All right, quick update before we get started, guys. I will be taking off next week. Black News Podcast will not have a new episode the week of Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving. Like I just mentioned, I'm going to be eating, okay? And my birthday that week. I'm going to be busy, okay? I'm going to be very busy. So there will not be a new episode of Black News Podcast, which would have been uploaded on Thanksgiving Day. Instead, feel free to listen to some old episodes, but I will be promptly returning the following week with new episode, new news, new hot topics, and all of the things. So just giving you guys that quick update before we jump into the topics. As always, find me on social media if something comes up where you want me to talk about on the next go round. But outside of that, I hope you guys have a fantastic Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll resume. Now let's get back into it. Child, it's been a hell of a weekend in the Black news sphere. And I'm not talking about me personally. I'm talking about as it pertains to Black news, honey. Hell of a weekend. Hell of a weekend. We out here minding our business. And I'm saying we the Black news listeners, because as y'all probably have noticed, people ain't been minding their business. It's been a lot going on. It must be still Mercury and Gatorade, because it is a lot just in general happening. And low key, it looked like we in another war, in World War III. But don't. This ain't the podcast. This ain't the episode to specifically talk about that. But we got our eye open, because low key is looking like World War III about to pop off. Anywho, it does appear that there is a war happening in regards to our good sis Keke Palmer, because over the weekend, or late last week, news broke that she went to authorities and filed a restraining order and a petition to gain sole custody of her son that she has with Darius. What's his last name? I don't really know. But we just, for the sake of this, we're going to call him Kiki's baby daddy. Okay. File custody, emergency, all of those things that she filed for and petitioned for, she got them. And before we get deep into what happened, the court don't just be handing out restraining orders. I know there's some narrative that tries to act like that the courts are always on the side of women, and that don't be 100% true. It's very, from what I hear, having friends who have tried to get restraining orders and sole custody, especially immediately like that, it is very difficult to be granted those things. Something really got to pop off. So when I saw this, that it was granted so fast, because it literally broke, the news broke, and it was like the next morning she was granted. I was like, oh, something really happening. It's going down. Somebody out here hurting Keke. Okay. I ain't having it. So this is what we know. It appears that she was physically assaulted by her child's father. And we know this now because somehow it leaked to the press, whether she did it, her team, who knows. We saw footage of an assault taking place. Now it was still photos. It wasn't video, but it was taken from the security camera inside of her home, where we saw, and I'm going to say allegedly at the top of this, okay? I don't want no smoke. Allegedly, shoot. We saw there was some tussling with the Darius man, and it looked very aggressive, okay? It looked scary. He's not a small man. So it was something enough for that to be provided with the plea for a restraining order and sole custody. It was enough for them to be like, okay, you got it, sis. Here you go. Now, simultaneously, when the news broke, the baby dad posted a picture on social media with him and his child, his son, and like one of those baby carriers, them Bjorn thingies. I think that's what you call it. And the caption said, "Love you, son. See you soon." People were immediately talking about and pointing out how this is scary and alarming, considering the fact that historically, sometimes abusers will use children to make indirect threats, whether it be, "I'm gonna come get my son, something gonna happen to you so I can get my son," whatever the case. That sent up the antennas for another group of people on social media who have experience in that particular area. So there's a lot to unpack here. One, I hope Kiki is okay. Abuse, hey, we ain't standing for nobody being abused, whether it's a woman or a man. Keep your hands to yourself. If you are being emotionally abusive, shut your ass up and get you some help. Verbally, shut up and get you some help. We are no longer, and I'm so happy for therapy and more conversations, especially amongst Black people, that are happening, because we're no longer in positions where we're just completely unaware of other people's experiences and unaware that there are resources available to help us and to help those in need. And side note, it's another loud day. Last week it was the dog, now some fireworks and everything. So I'm so sorry it be loud. But once this happened, people then jump back to the situation that threw Kiki Palmer and her baby daddy into the news initially, when she went to the Usher concert. Usher was serenading her like he does everybody and has been doing for the last 10 years. Because if you want some evidence, go to YouTube and type in "Trading Places Usher Live" and you're going to see him bringing fans onto the stage 10 years ago. But people started to tie the connection to say how when women were alarmed, saying that his behavior and his outcry or reaction was a sign of abuse, how men and some women were telling them to shut up. "You just over exaggerating. That ain't abusive. He trying to keep the Black family unit together." Y'all know what people were saying. Because every time something happened, people always said, "It's about the fact the Black family, she's destroying the Black family with an outfit." Shut up. Shut your mouth. So people were making that connection to say, see, those were the early signs. Controlling or trying to police the way someone dresses are early signs of abusive behavior. Because early signs sometimes turn into physical or advanced forms of abuse. Then Kiki Mama got involved. Let me say, Kiki Palmer, while she has been in the entertainment industry since she was a wee child and playing Aquila in the B&M, she has, outside of her talent, remained extremely low-key. Like, some, if you're around Hollywood, you kind of know Kiki and know of her. But if you're not, you just know that Kiki is multi-talented and she about that money and she going to keep her a job. It wasn't until this man came around that we started hearing any additional drama about Kiki Palmer. Let's submit that for evidence. Exhibit A. We wasn't in her business like this. And we damn sure wasn't in her mama business. We know Kiki Palmer mama been by her side since those early days. But Kiki Palmer, outside of her being featured on Kiki's podcast that she has out called, what is it called? Baby, It's Kiki Palmer, I think. I think that's what it's called. Her mom talks on that and she has a good part in that. But outside of that, we don't know what Kiki Palmer mama be doing or talking about. We don't be hearing from Kiki Palmer mama. Well, Kiki Palmer made a video and it posted to social media basically saying how they know that baby daddy is abusive. She posted some words saying he said his brother admitted, and the brother is the guy, light-skinned Dro from Insecure, how his brother at one point said that Darius got his abusiveness from him and they know better. Child, Kiki mama was fired up in the video. Even some little spit came out of her mouth. You know, when mama be little spit come out, she pissed. Okay. When mama jump in, it is real. Then Darius's brother, the guy who played Dro again, he came to social media and started to defend his brother. Then today, there were additional pieces of footage that were released. One, an article came out saying that Kiki's mama threatened to shoot Darius in the head. Allegedly. We saying allegedly with all this. Then Darius released video of Kiki mama on the phone talking about, like, if you come over here, you're going to have a problem. Basically sticking up for her daughter. Because as the reports show, Darius was in Kiki's house getting assaulted and physical with her because he was trying to grab or take her phone. Now, all of that said, now what? We know for sure that this is going to be an ongoing and long battle. Once you talk about custody battle and restraining order, this ain't going to be no weekend or no Thursday, Friday at LA County Courthouse. And then we got the results next week. No. This is going to be a long and messy battle because anybody and everybody involved in this got something to say. People going to start releasing more footage. People going to think they spilling the tea. TMZ and them going to get involved. If anybody has ever even been in the vicinity of any of these people, they going to have something to say too. So this is going to be an ongoing thing. And I want to prepare us, the Black News listeners, because you know when people on the internet all of a sudden decide that they get fatigued with something, they start to say things like, take us out the group chat. Take me out the group chat. No, shut your ass up, okay? Because this is going to be a long and drawn out process. Another thing, I hope everybody involved get them some help. I hope Kiki seeks some therapy to address the abuse and the tumultuousness of this. Because whether it was a one-time thing, two times, we don't know how long it was going on. It sounded like it was some iterations or some versions of the abuse for quite some time. That will stick to you. And it's hard. It's hard to shake. It is so hard to shake something like that. So I hope she gets the help she needs. And then I hope Darius, her baby daddy, he need to hurry up and get him some help. Because one thing you ain't going to be out here doing is putting your hands on women. Okay? Because again, whether you a man or a woman and you putting your hands on people, one day you going to catch the right one. You going to catch the right person and you going to end up getting what you ain't think you was going to get. So allegedly. Okay. So I hope he gets some help and I hope Kiki sees some emergency, get some emergency counseling to get her through this first stage of this. Another saying people were saying that I want to kind of touch on in about the what's next for us. And I want y'all to stop doing this. Stop saying when you see people getting abused, whether they're celebrity or friends or family, relatives, people you don't know. Stop saying, well, why did she stay if this was happening? If this was going on for so long, why did she stay? Well, clearly she ain't staying now, hence the restraining order. So this is the thing. Sometimes when you being emotionally or physically abused or verbally abused, for some people, you aren't actually sure what's happening in real time when you're experiencing it, especially if you've never went through that before. When you've never dealt with something like that in an intimate and emotional relationship, and especially when it come out of nowhere and it just ease up and creep up on you, in a lot of cases, you really have to, it takes a lot of time to process because you don't even realize it's happening. You know something off, but a part of you is thinking, no. And then even on top of that, there are also a lot of instances where you don't know you in something bad until you talk to somebody else about it, your friends or family, and they point it out for you. Then you'd be like, oh, damn, that's abuse. So I want us to stay away from the whole, why did they stay? Why didn't they leave? Why was she still hanging out with him? Stop that. Personally, I've been in a situation where I was in an emotionally abusive relationship. And granted, I do not think that the person knew he was emotionally abusive. He was just so broken and damaged. He was reacting out of a deep rooted place of hurt and trauma, where I think neither one of us realized what was happening. And it didn't take for me to get out of the relationship where I realized, oh, that man was abusive. to the point. But when I was getting out of it, I did start to see and think, oh, if I stay in this, he going to spin out of control to the point where he going to try to hit me. Like, I literally felt like at some point, the next step of him spinning out of control was going to be him putting his hands on me. Granted, it took me a while to even get to that point because I've never been abused emotionally like that in a relationship. I've dated some dog ass N-words now. Don't get it twisted. But abuse, it was my blind spot. So if someone would have said to me, why didn't you stay or get out? And why you ain't know this was happening? Fool, because I didn't know what's happening. You don't know what something is if you've never seen it in real time. Another thing that people pointed out, and maybe this next steps, a word to the wise, don't date people who aren't settled within themselves and can't handle their emotions. Now, a lot of times you don't figure that out until you in it. So it ain't like a lot of people put, you know, we put that mask on them beginning stages of the relationship. You don't know somebody crazy. You don't know somebody unstable. You don't know somebody broken until a couple months go by. But people been pointing out, and this ain't, I'm not blaming Kiki or any women or men in this. But a lot of times when men don't have themselves one together, or they can't match or come in above what their partner can do or come in at, meaning financially, career-wise, status, that can be very difficult on somebody. You got to be with somebody real secure that can handle something like that. And not saying that's what had that man spinning out of control, but if we just going off the evidence and we looking at the facts as we know them, allegedly, we don't know if they facts, we just taking the information that we have received or been given. And the fact that you see the jealousy with the Usher situation and the outfit and the not being as big or notable as the person that you dating, and then now having a baby and people talking about how you a kept man and how you don't pay no bills and got no job and you just the babysitter and you got your girlfriend, baby mama doing stuff like introducing you to the vice president of the United States, stuff that you ain't going to be able to ever give her or allow her to have access to on your behalf. Then you get into an altercation, get caught on camera because you were trying to take someone her phone. What you need in her phone, bro? You going in her phone? All of those things together will lead someone to believe that your circumstance has led you to the point of being emotionally unstable and resulting in physical violence. A lot of times, because of those things, A plus B equals C. People suggest that you should not date men who don't got their own stuff. Now, that ain't to say people need to be gold diggers or all of this stuff. No. Some broke men be secure. Honey, they be out here sleeping on, they gonna sleep on them futons, okay? Full confidence. Get you one of them if that's what you want. But for the sake of conversation and self-awareness, who you couple with has the power to elevate or destroy your life. They have the power to elevate you or to bring you completely down. So when we're dating, interacting, building friendships, connections, business partnerships, I don't care what kind of relationship it is, because all of this still applies regardless of the status or the type. Be very mindful of who you allow in your life, because it can result in becoming the worst experience you've ever had in your life. Now, next steps, again, we wait to see what's happening. We keep Kiki Palmer lifted. If you have friends or family that you feel like are experiencing things like this, keep them lifted. Be there for them and offer support. Sometimes you got to step in like Kiki Mama did and be like, listen, if you come up here one more time, you ain't going to walk up out of here. I'm not condoning that. That's allegedly. Okay. Allegedly. But I mean, that is her mama. So let me know overall what y'all think about this situation. News, more and more stuff comes out every day. And y'all know, like I said, TMZ on it. So you know what TMZ shoot. We're going to have five other stories by the time y'all get this podcast episode. But hit me up. Let me know your thoughts about the overall situation, or if y'all have heard more information that's worth sharing. You can find me on social media at Kenelia. I've noticed that a lot of times on Black News on here, I say something like, I saw on Twitter, on the internet, on social media, blah, 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 Facebook, social media. And it's essentially what I've realized can be its own segment. It can be its own segment. Seeing somebody being Black and Black people talking about something on social media is a segment. So for the sake of moving forward, and when I remember, we're going to call this next session or a session or refer to it as Black on the Internet. Okay? Black on the Internet. When you Black on the Internet, you see all types of stuff. And in this particular episode, the Black on the Internet topic is once again our girl, Lori Harvey. Y'all, why do Lori Harvey and her dating life make people so mad? Lori Harvey and Damson Idris broke up. Lori Harvey is, still 26, not older than 27. Damson Idris is like 30, 31 years old. They're young. Lori Harvey is young. When I was young, I was dating. Okay. I'm gonna have me a little boyfriend. Okay. And that was back when my boyfriends was cute. Okay. So I'm gonna have me a little cute thing. I was 25, 26 years old. Of course I'm gonna have me a boyfriend. That's how you meet the person that you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with. You date. You ain't going to meet somebody just sitting up in the house. Your person ain't going to knock on your door and be like, hey, I heard you was in here looking for the love of your life. That ain't how it works. You have to date. Young girls date. But now that Lori Harvey and Damson Idris broke up after, I believe, about a year of dating, which is that's a decent amount of time for a boyfriend. People pissed. Once again, here we go. Now, the statement reads, because they put out a joint statement, because once again, everybody be in their business and y'all know the folks be nosy. What happened? She probably was cheating and you know, whatever. The statement says, we are at a point in our lives where our individual paths require our full attention and dedication. We part ways, remaining friends with nothing but love and respect for each other and the time we share together. Pretty solid to me. Because let's keep it a buck. Damson Idris is from the UK. He spends a significant amount of time when he's not filming. And we were on an actor strike, so he wasn't working. He spends all of that time in the UK. Lori Harvey, she live in the States. She be in Atlanta and she be in Georgia between her place and her parents. And she bopping around modeling. She was in Paris for Fashion Week. Sis be on the move. It's very hard to keep up a relationship with two of the most attractive people and probably have demands for attention and what they require while you also are on world tours. Like, you just, it's very difficult. Hell, it's hard for people who live in the same dang city to keep a relationship. Cause let me tell y'all something, LA County, if y'all ain't from out here, y'all don't know how spread out it is. If you live in the Valley and somebody you dating is in Inglewood, it take 2 hours to get down there to see them. That's a long distance relationship. It's hard to keep that up. I can only imagine what it's like to date someone who be all around the world. But they've broken up and now people are really angry. I still just don't understand it. And when you ask people why, you get all kinds of answers and responses. People be posting graphics. Lori Harvey has dated, and they put all the pictures of people that they think she's dated or has had sex with. Granted, she has never said she has done it to anybody, because you don't be having to sleep with these men. You don't be having to. Some of them, they just be wanting to hang out and be seen. Some of them clout chasing. Some men be clout chasing. They just want to be seen with you. But that's a whole, hey, we're not even going down that path. Allegedly. So, why does her dating like someone her age make people mad? I've comprised a list of options of why people could be upset. And I've done this for women and men, because the interesting part about this is, it's not just salty boys, it's salty girls too. And for some of the Black News listeners, because I know this ain't you, but for some people we know, I am definitely ashamed of y'all for talking against and trying to shame Lori Harvey the way y'all be doing. We need to stop shaming young women for the choices that they make. We need to guide them, offer advice where we can, sit back and allow people to live their lives. but we need to stop shaming young women. So these are some of the reasons why people might be mad. I'm just going to throw some ideas out here. We're going to talk it through. Okay. I don't know if this 100%. We're just going to talk it through. Some, and it's for women, on the women first. Some people or some women have a, I'm better than you mentality for having dated less people than some. This could be tied to many things. It could be tied back to the church and how impurity culture and how that has taken a hold. This can be tied back to the patriarchy and how we as women or and men were told that in order to be valuable, you had to be a little prudish or inaccessible to men. It could be that. It could be this idea that sometimes when you go from boyfriend to boyfriend, people don't want you and your value is tied to a man wanting you. And I'm in a relationship, you not, so then I'm better than you. It could be anything under that umbrella, but it could, one option is the I'm better than you mentality. Another option of why some women could be mad at Lori Harvey. Maybe they mad because their options ain't as strong as Lori Harvey. Now, let me tell you something. It's one thing for you to have a celebrity crush. And a lot of women, we know we can't get our celebrity crush, but in the back of our mind, that's the fantasy of, especially in Hollywood. The fantasy is like, that's mine. One day, if I get out there and I'm positioned in front of him, he gonna want me. It's one thing for somebody to date your celebrity crush and break up with him, but it's another thing for somebody to date all of your celebrity crushes and break up with them, even though we don't know if she broke up with all of them. So sometimes people, that makes them mad because you think, if I had Michael B. Jordan, we gonna be together. I would never leave him. We wouldn't ever break up because he Michael B. Jordan. If I was with Damson Idris, we ain't never gonna break up. How dare you break up with him? I saw this in the comment section when it refers to Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, where somebody, a woman, wrote, how dare she treat a fine man like that as bad as she has. Excuse me? Y'all, being attractive does not mean you are a great partner or a great person. But in this case, it could spark anger for someone to date literally or have the option to date or be desired by all of your celebrity crushes, or the fact that the men that we or you or whoever has access to be some ug mugs. Let's keep it a buck. Okay. If you only date ug, you're going to be mad. Okay. Hey, I've been there. Hey, I done been there. Okay. I done had the undesirables. I was never mad at nobody getting no attractive man, because if you want a fine man, go get him. Shoot or shoot. So it could be that. Tied into that, another option that people, that reason why people are so mad, women are so mad, maybe they're just flat out jealous. You got a beautiful 26-year-old young woman who has money, whether it's from family or her own entrepreneurial efforts, because she has her own skincare line. She has her own swim care line. She also has a partnership with a Pretty Little Thing, and she's a model. She gets paid to attend fashion shows and be on the red carpet. She has money. She has money, and low key a Pilates sponsorship about to come as well, because sis be on that Pilates machine, body banging. It's one thing to sit back and watch a woman with all of these things just do whatever she wants. That can, a lot of women don't have that option, and that can spark a lot of jealousy. It's hard to admit it, but that could be what it is. Now let's move on to the men though. For some men, the reason why they could be mad at Lori Harvey and just generally angered by her existing, let's keep it a bug. It could just be the patriarchy. Okay. The patriarchy has told all of us, and has told men, that they are in a position of power and that women are not. And having the audacity as a woman and doing anything that men don't like is a problem. It could be the patriarchy. Whether, and I know some men weren't directly told that, but we have been taught that as a society since we have been raised up by our grand, great, and great, great grandparents and so on. The patriarchy is real. And for some people, the reason why they are mad at Lori Harvey ain't because it's actual reasons that they know or understand. They just mad because life told them that women should just do whatever that appeases us. How dare you? The patriarchy. Another reason why men could be mad. Maybe they're afraid that this and Lori Harvey will empower women. Maybe they're afraid that, because Lori Harvey has been done interviews where she says that she has been told by her parents to always make sure that she's the prize. She is the prize. Have standards. Do not settle. Some people wouldn't be in relationships if they didn't settle. It sounds bad, but some people, some men know or have been settled for. This could make men feel like women are being empowered and therefore they no longer have the option or the position to be chosen or to be invited into relationship because women are seeing or hearing that we should not settle and we should see ourselves as the prize, and that's just going to mess everything up. It sounds basic and far-fetched, but for some people, that could really be the case. Sometimes it ain't that deep. Another option for the men folk. Maybe they are insecure or scared at the fact that if women don't want men like or can reject men or break up with men like Damson Idris and Michael B. Jordan, then they definitely won't want them. If a woman feels empowered enough to not be unhappy or just stay and weigh it out or just do what you gotta do to be in relationship with fine ass men like Michael B. Jordan and Damson Idris, what, then they definitely ain't gonna wanna be with Jerome or fucking whoever. They ain't gonna want him. If you don't want Damson, what does that mean for me? If he don't stand a chance, Tyreek definitely about to get up out of here. Now, again, those could be far-fetched. That could be completely off base. It could just be as simple as they hate women. Some men and some women just hate women. It could be that. But for some reason, Lori Harvey, and every time she does something, gets in a relationship, breaks up with somebody, people get so angry. And I want each individual, if that is you and you listening to this Black News podcast, I want you to sit down for a minute and ask yourself, why does this woman who I do not know, who is living her life and has nothing to do with me, and her choices have nothing to do with me or an effect on my life, why does that make me so mad? Why does a stranger bother me? And then ask yourself the second question, do I not have enough hobbies or career goals or things going at the house where I to make me have time to care about any of this? Then I want you to get some hobbies, find you something to do, find you some business that will make you so distracted that you won't have time to be mad at a 26-year-old woman for dating like a 26-year-old woman. With that, let me know your thoughts about this particular topic. And if you want people mad at Lori Harvey, or if you don't care, hit me up and let me know. You can find me at Kenelia on social media. On this week's episode of Black News, we talked about the situation happening right now involving Keke Palmer and the fact that she petitioned for sole custody and filed a restraining order against her child's father due to abuse allegations. We also talked about Lori Harvey and the fact that her breakup with Damson Idris has once again gotten people on the internet extremely upset, and we explored the reasons why they could possibly be feeling that way. Hit me up with your thoughts about all of these topics, some or none, and I'll check back with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again for supporting the podcast by sharing, liking, subscribing, and rating 5 stars on your favorite podcast app. To find more information about me, you can check me out at Kenelia on social media, as well as on my website, which is Kenelia.com. And as always, thanks for supporting, and I'll be back next week with new topics and a new episode.